Yes, continuation of the previous one there about Ukraine and all that. When I am born, a Swedish spoiled guy who grew up relatively comfortably, and many people here much more comfortably than I did. I, fortunately, thanks God, experienced very little pain in my life. Mental, physical, there was pain, yep. But when I hear and think about those people, who lose beloved ones, under such not normal and such terrible, nightmarish circumstances. I mean, one is old and natural, leave this world is another thing. And lose their home and lose their legs and arms and... That's what's going on, and we need to stop that. And the first way for us to stop it is to not go along with it, not go with the gung-ho coming from some leaders in control of all the media and telling us who we should love and hate and who we should fight and who we should fight for. We simply should say, no, you know, anything you ask, you know, we are your servants, but no, we're not going to kill each other because you say so. We don't trust you that much. Well, I mean, another thing, way is self-defense for a country that gets attacked by another country. Then it's heroic to defend that country. If it is not, again, destroyed by corruption and politicians just playing that power and profit game. But the people in all these countries and all the countries of the earth are like you and me. That's our strength. That the very, very, very majority of the people on this planet are nice folks. Yes, we are selfish bastards sometimes, yes, but we are learning. We are here, you know, the conflicts in our family and between our friends, so that we are dealing it out and learning. Yeah, he beats up that guy, oh, and someone killed someone. That's our reality, you know, that we have to deal with, but mostly we don't kill each other and beat each other. And if someone tells us to go to the other side of the world, you know, a faraway country, and kill people there, for whatever reason they tell us, no. If we say no, and you know, they bring their professional armies in with professional soldiers who just are in there because they like it, They like to kill and to rape and to, you know, to do all these wild things with the enemy, which you're allowed to do that. You know, you have these perverted, weird, violent people also there. I heard so. This is what you find among these professional soldiers that are for hire. Now, they can kill each other, fine, if that's what life you like to live, then do that and fight. But go out into some empty field somewhere and do it the way they did it in the past. Don't destroy our homes and our families and kidnap our husbands and sons and, I mean, daughters and wives. I don't know how many. They take everyone soon, the kids, to get out there and kill others and to die or hurt others. Like myself. I mean, it doesn't take genius to see that what I'm saying now is pretty much fact, reality. Therefore, I'm saying the peace movement is what is needed now, urgently. And, well, here one little guy is saying that peace must actually ultimately start within ourselves. If I have peace and satisfaction here in my own life, then I don't need to take anything from you. I don't need to treat you badly. I don't need to steal or exploit. And then I will be among friends, and we will have a nice village here. And the same goes with countries and entire worlds.